Welcome to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and in tonight's broadcast, we're going to join hands and just let's get crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be all right.
You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo, and we definitely needed to start off with a little bit of Prince because I'm sure for those of you that are following The Master's Playground on Facebook or following along on ChrissyStereo.com, predicted that that would be the first song, which is fabulous. So before we dive into everything, it is customary before we proceed with any type of knowledge had here in the playground that is The Master's Playground, let's take a moment to tune in together. Primarily, you are tuning into me as I'm tuning into you, and we're going to join hands and bond. But first, let me clear a little energy. Hold on. All right. All right, sitting in a meditational pose. Those of you who are following me by now know that I'm highly into tuning in. We simply place our hands into a prayer position in front of our heart chakra. Close our eyes, take a deep breath in, and chant the Adi Mantra three times. Chanting the Adi Mantra allows for us to bow to the teacher within, and that is what it's all about. So right on, let's do this. Om Namo Guru Dev. Welcome to the Master's Playground. Tonight's title is Let's Go Crazy. It is about the mind. We're going to be exploring the mind a little bit. So there's many ways that we could take a look at it, right? We could look at it from more of a scientific medical point of view, where we could look at it as neurons firing off different pathways. We could also look at it in terms of psychology, throw in a little Jung or Freud into the approach and looking into how the mind works, you know, what's its behaviors, what are its patterns, or what I like to also, you know, primarily refer to as what is its programming, you know, what is this default programming that we have going on. Then we could also take a look at how yogis look at the mind. This is where we add a layer of understanding in today's episode. We are going to dive deep into, well, not too deep, but, you know, deep enough, into exploring how yogis take a look at the mind. We're going to introduce a small bit of incredible knowledge for you, and we're going to reference quite a bit of work from Guru Charan, who's a Kundalini master. He has his PhD. He's quite profound, and I'll be making some references as far as some literature to pick up as we all ascend to be all that we can be in this world. Beautiful. Anyway, so when looking at the perspective of the mind from a, I'm sorry, when looking at the mind from the perspective of yogis, we're going to dive into Kundalini and how it takes a look at the mind and actually treats the mind as having three different mental bodies. Now, it's not going to be a long lecture or anything like that. I'm just going to give you guys a taste of how we greet this information in the yogi world. All right. So we have three bodies, right? So we have three different minds, actually. So the very first one is a negative mind. And then we have a positive mind and a neutral mind. So we have three different minds going on in this party of our thought process. The negative mind is the fastest. It is the first to react to any thought or feeling. It is a mode of the mind developed to help you survive. It is very automatic. It is based on a reflex to survive. It asks questions like, how will this harm me? What is wrong? How do I protect myself? What will be the loss for me? Right? So it has a purpose. We then go into the positive mind. It's an expansive and practical mind. It searches for pleasures and fulfillment. For possibilities of utilizing anything that you experience. So it's very expansive. It is constructive, risk-taking, and active. It examines every thought and feeling for resources to do what you want. And it asks questions like, how is this useful to me? How can this help? What can I do with this? Do I want this? What will this bring me? How far can I go with this? And lastly, I mentioned that we have, and then for those of you looking at the video, hi, I'm showing you a little book right here. You are listening to The Master's Playground. We are on skidrowstudios.com. And if you're not aware of it, if you're tuning in and you happen to be in front of a computer or any type of device that accesses this website, click on the live video button and you'll start to see what's happening. Hi. Okay, so as I was saying, then there's the neutral mind. And this accesses everything. It's non-attached and never reacts. The neutral mind observes the actions of both the negative and positive minds and then judges both in relationship to your higher self. It takes it all. One second. It takes in all the positive and negative factors and weighs them against your real purpose in the light of your higher self. And it asks questions like, is this real? Does it support my goal or purpose? What is my mission and vision? Is this meaningful? What is the implication, consequences, or intention? So that is the three mental bodies as had through Yogi Bhajan, Kundalini Yoga, and the practice of exploring just, you know, the mind from a yogi perspective. In honor of the negative mind, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that is the fastest reaction, you know, that we have in our mind. It's the first one to grab onto things. You know, a little negative, oh my gosh, is there danger, that whole thing. So I was exploring a variety of different music and I came across this lovely number that helps emphasize when the negative mind actually goes a little paranoid. What? A little tripped out. All right, we're going to go ahead and cut to the Ghetto Boys.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga, I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating the joint for traps, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Isn't that fool that I ran off the block? Or isn't that nigga last week that I shot? Or isn't the one I'll be for $5,000? Thought
Everybody had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grandma papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bailed out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippled, and crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Well, right on. I bet you guys didn't think that I would be busting out that type of music in the Masters Playground. And what could I say? I was born in East LA. And, you know, the 90s were a great decade. That's all I have to say. You know, it definitely represented so many different up-and-coming genres, man. It really did. It was great. Anyway, so the whole point of that particular song is that, you know, I mean, all right, let's take an audit, right? There's a lot of negative thinking in the world, a lot of default. As I mentioned earlier, that is the very first reaction. That's the fastest reaction that we have. It's our survival instinct. I don't know if it came from like our cave man and woman days where we just really needed to survive, but it seems to be our default. And that is getting us in trouble, and it's not really, I don't know, embracing a peaceful life. A happy life. So how do we deal with it? Well, let's see. Returning to the, you know, what is sanity and what is insanity, right? So if we go back to the medical profession, an MRI would say that we have a lack of activity in a certain lobe, right? Psychology would say, hey, please take this pill and let's talk about it. <laughs> You know? <laughs> Hold on, that's kind of funny, actually. That's great. And then the yogis would say, wow, this is a beautiful thing, right? So that's the trip that, well, that talks to me. So although I have been in a space where I'm having fun talking about it, right? Going through it myself, it wasn't so much fun. You know, in fact, it could be pretty scary, you know, when you're tripping on negative thoughts, when the mind is going rampant. It's like a runaway train, right? If we let the mind control, I mean, it has no foundation, so it's just going to take off. And if we have negative thoughts, it's going to just literally, I mean, if you can imagine a train off its rails, man, and we start telling stories and we start tripping out and spreading paranoia, fear, you know, false beliefs, you know, feeling that it's true. So how can we peel back the those layers and disassociate from these patterns? Well, the very first thing that we need to do is create space for us to go out of our mind. You know, thus the title of the show, Let's Go Crazy. We literally have to get out of our mind and reconnect with our heart. So how do we create space? Well, we have different energetic systems that are sustaining us. And as we go out of our mind, what are they? You know, what can we turn to when we're I don't know, trying to reclaim ourselves? What is it that we could hold on to energetically instead of focusing all that energy on, you know, the tripped out thoughts or the tripped out vibe that, you know, the stories. I love saying that, the stories. Well, the first thing that we have is our heart. You know, it's always there. It's a process to learn to trust the heart as much as we've trusted the mind. You know, if you think about it, you know, we easily default to allowing our mind to go ahead and analyze things, figure things out. But seldomly or rarely, you know, do people stop and really connect with their heart to, you know, neutralize and find the best path. Then we also have our gut, right? And, you know, also known as our gut instinct. It's just instantaneous. We can tune into that if we acknowledge it. So yeah, the body in general speaks volumes. We also have our third eye. You know, I'm sure all of you guys have had a moment where, you know, it may not make sense, but you get a visual impression as you're talking to someone. And then you question that visual impression that you may have, and you start to doubt it and feel that it's just your imagination, when in actuality, you're getting information. You're getting information and you should learn to trust it. So, you know, how do we tune into all these areas? Well, meditation. Yeah. I don't know. I just heard two words come to mind. Meditation pimp. I kind of feel like I'm a meditation pimp these days. It's so funny. All right. So, but in general, you know, that's where you're able to go ahead and allow, you know, the embracing of these muscles, and you're able to develop it and develop, you know, trust and strength in all of these areas, you know. And returning to the third eye, I mean, we're dealing with intuition at that point. And so, you know, think of it as a gym where we're flexing our muscles and retraining ourselves. So since I'm a yogi and a teacher, this is what I'm doing about it, okay? So I've mentioned earlier that I've trippedout.com before. You know, I've definitely have, I mean, I'm human, right? All of us do. We all get on a little train and start to tell ourselves little stories and start to reinforce that in our environment. You know, because we're convinced it's true. Oh my God, you know. And so I'm sure many of us out there have lived a lifetime of where we're just completely trying to manage these thought patterns, but not really in a very conscious way. Some of you, most of you, you know, I mean, there's definitely a good section of individuals out there, but, you know, I'm talking to those people who, you know, are new to this, you know, kind of new to these concepts, or, you know, might have a book that has some dust on it that, you know, you guys might want to pull off the shelf and dust off a little bit. So what did I do, right? I decided to go ahead and embrace a good amount of meditation. And So much so that I developed a daily meditation video blog called Chrissy Stereo Meditate With Me. You could find it on my website, chrissystereo.com, and also on YouTube if you look up Chrissy Stereo. And so on a daily basis, what I'm doing is practicing something that helps with the positive mind, right? So we'll get into that in just a little second. But basically, on a daily basis, this is kind of tripped out. On a daily basis, I am capturing the process of what it's like to reprogram my mind. Okay? And so I'm inviting people into that experience. And what I'm finding, what I'm capturing, you know, looking back on the footage, is, you know, first I start off as a, you know, studious student, and then I start to do the actual work and actually experience the differences. And I'm, you know, just communicating what it is that I noted from that day, what, and, you know, so if you can imagine day by day, I'm communicating and capturing the process of what it's like to embrace this 40-day meditation. It's 40 days. 40 being a very magical number, and we meditate for a duration of 11 minutes, all magical numerology, which we'll get into in future episodes, of course. But for now, a teaser, a teaser. So I am practicing the Kirtan Kriya, and I had mentioned earlier that there is a book that talks about the mind by our Guru Charan. And it's called The Mind, Its Projections, and Multiple Facets. For those of you that are looking at the video right now, I'm holding up the book cover. Highly recommend it. Get it. Get it. Go. Amazon.com. Do your thing. All right. So it's just, yeah, it's good to have references in general. What you'll find in this particular book is a variety of different meditations. It also explores the mind and the different facets of how we trick ourselves. Highly recommended for those who are intrigued. Yes. Also, if you don't really want to deal with a book, you know, in general, and I feel you on that, because sometimes I would open up a book and pass out, you know, and just go, wait, was that a paragraph I just read? I'm not sure. So for those of you who are a little bit more visual, that's what the meditation video blog is all about. I'm inviting you to join me on the experience, a transformational experience. Self-mastery experience, one where we reclaim ourselves and align with our higher self, our divine self. So, where to go from here? Well, we're at the half hour mark, and I definitely want to take a moment to remind everyone that you can find the Master's Playground on skidrowstudios.com every Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Presently, we're in our show. But I'm going to do some meditating to see whether or not we're going to expand the show or not. But for now, we're an hour show. In next week's episode, we are going to greet our first guest. So stick around, and I'll let you know a little bit of who our initial guests are going to be next week. So I'll talk about that towards the end of the show. Now, before moving into anything else, I want to share that... You know, we play with a variety of tools here on the Master's Playground. We embrace tarot, astrology, numerology, meditation, crystals, energy. I mean, you name it. You name it. All the stuff that some people might be scared of. And other people are like, oh my God, I love this. We embrace a variety of different tools because they are gifts from the divine that help communicate energy. So I want to take a moment to turn to an ascended master. Now, I want to draw a card, which I did so a little bit earlier, so I have it already placed out, and I asked ascended master, which ascended master wants to communicate with our audience today? What is the message that we can transcend into our listeners? And the card is, open your heart to love. Open your heart to love. So what is the message for tonight? Everything you desire and every prayer that you seek comes as a result of opening your heart to both sending and receiving love. Your heart is the gateway of receptivity. It is the answer to every question you have about your love life, relationships, health, life purpose, and so forth. The more you allow yourself to love, the greater depth and meaning your life holds. Okay, and the individual that is on the card is my man, Jesus, also known as Jesus. Now, the deck does have a variety of different ascended masters, and it just so happens he showed up for the party today. Anyway, so Jesus and the other ascended masters will support you in this endeavor, ensuring that you are protected and safe as you open your heart to love. Sounds like a song. Open your heart to love. Okay, so additional meanings for this card. To manifest a soulmate relationship, heal any fears about giving or receiving love, forgive those who seem to have hurt you, be loving with yourself, do energy work to open up your heart chakra. So that is the message for the audience today, everyone. I think it's kind of magical. You know, like the Beatles said, love is all you need. Yeah. So, shifting gears here. I know that when I started doing quite a bit of energy work, I mentioned that I'm a yogi, spiritual teacher, and electronic music producer, DJ, things of that nature. But as I was, I guess you could say, reclaiming myself, I would often turn and reach out to my teachers at times where I felt stuck, right? So the one thing about meditation is that a lot of people will confuse meditation to be something of where we just, you know, stop, we check in with ourselves. We're like, yeah, man, I'm floating. It's great. You know, kind of like a, you know, I don't know, like a trip, right? But in actuality, when you meditate, what ends up happening is we're working with energy. And so we are going to hit energy. We are going to, you know, the more dedicated that we are in essence going to dig deep and come across energy that needs clearing. So whenever I would hit this, you know, these variety of different energy blocks, I would definitely turn to teachers. And so I invite you to contact me. And if, you know, you're currently doing the 40-day meditations, and I know that there's a variety of people out there that actually are doing so, I invite you to reach out to me. Let me know if you hit something, you know, and I'll be there, you know, in a variety of different ways. I offer services to where we can help clear the energy even further. But, if it's just a personal email of where you just want, you know, an answer to a question, I'm there. So you can find all that information on chrissystereo.com. So we are energetic beings. We are working with energy constantly. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. I'm stopping on that because it's actually kind of deep. Each planet has a vibration that correlates to a number energetically. Each tone on a scale, each color, all of it is frequency. All of it is energy. This is also true in the natural world. Plants, flowers, crystals, and of course, chakras. Everything is energy. So, keeping that in mind, I'm going to pull up our next song, which is by Beethoven. And the reason I'm pulling up this song is because when Beethoven was working on this particular composition, he was going through quite a profound self-healing period, and he was capturing it in song. And so keeping that in mind, I want us to think about what Symphony number 7 in A major, what that particular vibration, note what your body goes through. I mean, really, light a candle, kick it with me for a minute, tell the kids that, you know, to go outside and play for a little while. Yeah. So I invite you to tune into the power of this particular song and allow it to heal you. Allow it to speak to you. You are listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Thank you so much for coming down that journey with me. Beethoven, capturing his healing process with Symphony No. 7. Amazing. Truly amazing. So in this particular episode, we've been talking about the different facets of the mind, the three mind bodies, positive, negative, and neutral. Of course, neutral being the ideal because it's actually helps neutralize everything and have everything based on our higher self, our higher calling. We've talked about, a practical way of neutralizing the fast mind, which is the negative mind, through meditation, specifically through a meditation known as the Kirtan Kriya. Actually, I want to take a moment to talk about what that meditation does. One moment, please, as I turn to that information. So a little bit about the Kirtan Kriya. The practice, doing that particular meditation practice opens up the heart center and the feelings of the positive self. It is a gesture of happiness. It has a great history and is said to have been practiced by many great and wise spiritual leaders, including Buddha and Christ. So ancient masters, I kind of have a mantra of where, if ancient masters have done it, it's pretty much good for me. I'm pretty much there. So next week, right? So the Master's Playground is a show that's dedicated to playing with a variety of different tools of the divine. We do so by embracing all of these different, types of tools of tarot, crystals, the list goes on and on. So basically with each episode, we'll be exposed to a variety of different information. And just think of it as a playground. We're playing with masters, the tools of masters, the master's playground. In addition to playing with a variety of tools of the divine, we also greet and welcome spiritual leaders, spiritual teachers, mystical healers, and a wide range of individuals whose primary focus is the divine. Starting next week, we will be greeting our first guest. And they are a married couple that taught me everything that I needed to know about Kabbalah Tarot. Michael and Krista of the Mystic Raven will be joining the Master's Playground next week. And yay! Here's the prep, everyone. Okay, so this is going to be the very first show starting next week where we're going to start inviting callers to call in. We will be performing readings for you, to help gain insight, clarity, direction, things of that nature. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm not sure what kind of music I'll be playing just yet, but I'm sure it's going to be very Michael and Krista-esque, so it's going to be really cool. So definitely join us next week, Friday, here on SkidRowStudios.com, 6 p.m., as we greet our first guest. Now, I do have guests lined up in March in general, but I will reveal who they are on a weekly basis, that way we can go ahead and just saturate and get excited for the first guest on for the following week and things of that nature. So wonderful. Earlier in the show that I mentioned that, as we meditate, we're going to hit a variety of different energy. And, one of the greatest pleasures that I've come to discover is to devote myself to living a life in service. That's it. I mean, that's as blissful as it gets. It really, really does, at least for me in my experience. So every morning I get up and I meditate and I hit the record button and I post it on my YouTube channel and I capture the process of what it is to restructure ourselves, reclaim ourselves. And it's free. You get an insider's point of view on what Chrissy Stereo goes through, the highs, the lows, the blows, and then of course the bliss of reclaiming. So I definitely invite you to join me on that experience. And if you hit energy, reach out to me and visit ChrissyStereo.com. for a variety of different services. I am a shaman. I am a psychic. I am a sound healer. I'm a music producer. I'm touring, sending out love to Texas. From LA, my loves. I am almost there. I am almost there. It's so beautiful. Texas loves house music, and I am very happy to, you know, be joining them very soon. So, yeah, meditation pimp. Going back to that, it sounds really, you know, that's a t-shirt, okay? That's a t-shirt right there. All right, so I want to go ahead and close out with a couple of different things here. So just a reminder for those of you who did not catch, you know, the book that I'm recommending, and, you know, as references come up, I'm going to, you know, share it with you so you guys know what I'm turning to. So it is The Mind, The Projections and Multiple Facets. It's a book on by the master of Kundalini Yoga, Guru Charan. Okay, so there you go. Look at the video. Those of you who do not know what I'm talking about, simply enter The Mind into Amazon. You should be able to find it. All right, we're coming out down to the tail end of the show, man. An hour flies by like that. It does. It's so wild. That's why I'm kind of considering expanding the show. I'm not sure yet. I welcome your insight. Do you guys want more? Do you want to keep playing with tools? We shall see. I need to turn to my, I need to turn to spirit and meditate and see whether or not that is the course to take. That is something that I do. I actually speak with spirit. It's kind of tripped out. It's great. It's beautiful. Once you reclaim yourself, you are aligned with the divine, and then you're able to communicate effectively on behalf of the divine as a living example of love. All right, so there's a couple of things that we're going to close out with. Now, this particular weekend, I am off to a second weekend intensive before I'm diving further into meditations as it pertains to the mind. And I study under a wonderful, wonderful spiritual master by the name of Guru Singh. And he is quite literally my spiritual father. He is magic. And I'm looking into inviting him as well in a future show. So, you know, things are going to get really magical here on the Master's Playground. It's going to be truly amazing. Each episode, I mean, it's just, wow. It's really exciting to share this information with you guys. Anyway, so I bring all this up because I always like to take a moment to quote Guru Singh. And for today, I leave you with these thoughts. Every day, connect to the sense of purpose that brought you into this world. Every day. So that's from Guru Singh. Guru Singh. All right. And lastly, I'm going to send you guys off with a tarot card reading and what are the energies that we could expect for the coming week. What, you know, there's a variety of individuals who have their hand on the pulse of what's happening in regards to cosmically, mystically, understanding the planets, numerology. I mean, just weaving all of this together and seeing the giant tapestry and the pulse of what's really happening. And so at the end of each show, I turn to you. I turn to you guys, you know, I talk to you to basically just highlight what is coming this particular week, what we can focus on, what we can resonate, what we know. And for this particular week, we have the Seven of Wands. And the wands pertain to the elements of the self, okay? So the Seven of Wands is expectation. All right, as we march forward in this next week, we do so with the expectation that we know that something will happen. Okay, that is the energy that we can all embrace. It's a very confident energy. It's ownership. So that is definitely something, you know, self-awareness, just basically knowing, you guys. So the invitation for this particular week is to embrace your knowing. Do so in a loving way. You know, the sevens, they could be a little ego. There's a little ego involved, right? So, you know, just tame the ego a little bit and just know. So that's the gift for this coming week for us. You have been listening to The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Tune in next week. We greet our first guests, Michael and Krista of The Mystic Raven. We will be taking live tarot card readings. You can call us here live at skidrowstudios.com. Don't miss out. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. And if you have a question, we're here for you. Let's do this. I love you all so, so much. I'm going to go ahead and close out with a Sat Nam and the Sunshine Song. May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. I love you all. Bye.
Love yourself. Love each other. We are one. Blessings. The Master's Playground.